provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. No holds barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us. You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at sounditouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Miss our conversation on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where is always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Wouldn't mind reading that book because sometimes parents can be angry. And so stay tuned for that. I can't wait to talk to him about his new book. But as we're talking about teachers, I found this surprisingly on Upworthy, but they collected tweets and kind of confessions of ex-teachers and why they left teaching. And it's a little of an inverse, I think, as far as the touchy-feely stuff is like, oh, we love teachers. But I think it's also good to recognize like why so many teachers are leaving.
Yes.
And that potentially they need more than appreciation. They also need action. They also need to be paid. They also need better working conditions. So I thought, you know, we'd just read some of them because I think they're a little eye-opening. And this first one, if you think about it this way, I quit my teaching job and now make more bartending for 15 less hours a week.
Wow.
Also, I get blamed for way less and get told thank you way, way more. No lesson plans or grading papers. Remember this when people ask about the teacher shortage. Bartending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that something that dealing with a bunch of drunks is probably easier than dealing with a bunch of parents?
God, what does that say?
Right.
Here's one. Former teacher and medically retired principal here with an ED or EdD. So I'm guessing it's a PhD in education. The amount of work, harassment, and mandatory emotional toll in education with low pay, crap benefits. My doctor said I should quit or else I'd die.
Oh, my.
So there's that.
Well, and think about it, though, because, again, we've talked about teachers are expected to be much more than just educators. They're supposed to be social workers, and they're supposed to be cognizant of how the kids are feeling and what they're going through. And I'm sure for some teachers who know what the home life is for some of these students, that's got to be really hard to shake off at the end of a school day.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
To stop worrying about them or thinking about them when you know they're going back to situations that are not ideal.
But so much of this comes back. It's like, you know, I also think the conversation around how expensive it is to become a teacher and then what we pay them, and it's not worth it. Like, it doesn't make sense as far as like financially getting your bachelor's and only to make 27, 30, 35 grand a year. Because here's another one. I quit my teaching job in December and started nannying. I make twice as much per hour and work 2/3 of the hours.
Wow.
So you can still work with kids.
True.
quit teaching English, got a job in recruiting, making 20K more per year, was making master's degree salary as a teacher. Now I can work from home and I bank a lot of time due to a flexible schedule. Also was paid for my 4 months of maternity leave. And so no more admin to judge my a lot of these are kind of the interesting. I quit my high school theater teaching job and will be making less money, but the change in work-life balance more than makes up for it. No more 80-hour weeks or holier-than-thou types telling me I should be glad to sacrifice myself for future generations.
What other job are people told that? Be happy to sacrifice yourself for the good of others.
You get summers off.
Right.
Be grateful.
Yeah, right.
I just made the transition after 9 years of teaching. I actually got slightly better pay and health insurance as a teacher of 9 years than as a beginning software engineer, but my stress is so much lower. It has been a really good transition for me. I was a substitute teacher in 1998 and was aghast when I discovered my teenage son made more money in tips delivering pizza for 5 hours than I did as a sub in his high school on the same day.
And isn't that just a perfect example of what we value?
Totally.
What we value in this country, we sure don't value our educators. And I don't think that the vast majority of them are going in it for the money anyway. It was never been.
Oh no!
I mean, become a teacher.
I don't think anyone gets
become
into teaching
a teacher,
for the money.
Sail the world. You know, that's not what it is. I think a lot of these people genuinely love educating and love kids and want to help them. And so, but you can't. We can't keep asking them to buy their own school supplies.
Well, and it's that, and it's like it's such a bigger because it. I feel like when you read these in succession, it's as much about if not. Some of it's like, yes, I can make more money doing other things. But so much of it just sounds like the stress and just how tired they are. But here's another one. A quarter of the teachers in my school left after this draining year. And many of us who are left are strategizing our way out. I love my students and want to do everything possible for them, but I'm just so tired. Teaching takes years off lives. And like, I can't imagine it was always like this, right? And so it's like, what needs to structurally change? Because there's one thing I feel like the conversation we're having as far as recruiting more teachers, changing the completion rates of the educational programs. Our new friend Quentin, who is at IRG, he sent me something this week as far as like a pilot program for, you know, on that same subject, like where it doesn't make sense to go to college and pay for college to then make a teacher's salary. So are there other like apprenticeship programs and stuff like that? But so much of when you read this stuff, it's as much about getting people in the door to become teachers as keeping people as teachers.
Yes.
and not having the turnover rate of people burning out and being like, it's not worth it anymore, and doing it after 1 year, 5 years, 9 years. And so it's like there's something structurally of how we're treating teachers and how their what their workload is that needs to shift so that we can actually keep people in that profession.
One big shift, at least from my perspective, I was always guilty. If I came home and I told my parents that I got in trouble at school, I was guilty.
You were.
That was it.
Not like your conscience was guilty. No, like you were in trouble.
You did it. I know you did it. And I'm not going to go over to the school and tell the teacher you didn't do it because I know you did it.
Teacher is always right. All right. Well, we got to take another break. When we come back, Ryan Martin will be here, a.k.a. the Anger Professor. So if you have any questions about how to deal with angry people, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Police in Brownsville say the man who slammed into a...
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. We're barely 130 days into the year, and there have already been 199 mass shootings in the U.S. A special Texas legislative committee is recommending a bill that could curb gun violence but won't go any further.
Cheers erupted after state Republicans unexpectedly advanced a bill that would raise the purchasing age for semi-automatic rifles in Texas from 18 to 21. Families of those lost in the Uvalde school shooting were among those who filled the state house before the vote. But experts say the bill has almost no chance of becoming law. Governor Greg Abbott has spoken against it and blames the recent mass shootings in his state on anger and violence, saying the root cause is mental health problems.
ABC's Morgan Norwood. Russia's Putin was seen in public as Russia celebrated the Soviet Army's victory over Nazi Germany. It comes as the U.S. today will announce another $1.2 billion in military aid to Ukraine. President Biden meets with top congressional leadership today on raising the debt limit. This is ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come pick it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are welcoming back Ryan Martin, a.k.a. the Anger Professor, back to the show because he has a new book coming out. And his first book was Why We Get Mad, How to Use Anger for Positive Change. And his newest book comes out tomorrow and is called How to Deal with Angry People, 10 Strategies for Facing Anger at Home, at Work, and in the Street. Welcome back to the show, Ryan.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
It's funny that we say in the street because literally I think on Saturday I was at a red light turning left. I was driving. My husband was next to me and someone, it turned green and immediately someone honked at me to let me know that it turned green. And then he decided to escalate the situation and reach over and honk back at that person and started complaining about how angry everyone is all the time. I was like, what do you think you just did? Like, you could have just let it go, man. So certainly in the street. So I guess, how does this book differ from the first one?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. And so, especially because it ties into a lot of feedback I've heard from people recently that we can talk about. But you know, the first book was really focused on kind of misunderstandings regarding anger. People not necessarily always knowing what it was, not recognizing some of the positive ways that anger plays itself out in our life. And so it was really a little bit of myth debunking along with helping people see, kind of understand some of the broader consequences of problematic anger, and then also strategize on how to deal with it. This one is really based on, it's based on some feedback I've gotten from people on TikTok over the last few years. And you know, people feeling sort of unsure how to deal with angry people in their life. And as you just noted, even when we don't have like a specific angry person, which a lot of the book is focused on, hey, if you've got a specific angry person you deal with, even if that's not the situation, what about those sort of one-off interactions that we might have on the street or because we work in a service industry or something like that? We're dealing with angry people a lot. As a fun side note, I was sending the book to a handful of people, and I was at the post office a few times. And both times I was at the post office over the weekend, someone there, different people said, oh, we could really use this here. So I feel like I there's a market there just in post office employees as far as people dealing with angry people.
I imagine anyone who works in service industry, anything that you have to deal with people, I would imagine that this book is very useful.
Yeah. Well, that was really, you know, the backstory here is that approximately 8 years ago, I wrote a blog post for Psychology Today at the request of a friend who said I could use the help with this and reached out to me. And so I posted to Psychology Today, didn't think much of it. People seemed to like it, find it was helpful. I sort of repurposed it on TikTok about 2 years ago, thinking, well, I'll just share these out individually and see what happens. And it got a lot of attention from people who what became clear from that series and then things I posted since then is there are a lot of people, as you described it, who feel like they need help and feel like they need support and don't really feel good about their interactions with angry people or don't always feel like they know how to handle them. And so I'm thinking of this book as sort of a service to people out there who have been struggling with that.
And Ryan, I assume it's safe to say that the best reaction to dealing with an angry person is not throwing your book about angry people at them.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree. You know, it's only in paperback, so it wouldn't be heavy enough to do anything. So, yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, I think one of the first things I actually talk about, so the book is broken into two parts. There's the sort of understanding angry people and recognizing that not all anger comes from a bad place, that some of it actually might come from a good place. But that doesn't justify cruel treatment or anything like that. But they're not all angry people are necessarily monsters, quote unquote. So the first piece is about understanding angry people, kind of where that anger might come from. And then the second part are these 10 specific strategies. And one of the first things, to your point, Jane, is understanding your goals. You know, think about, what do I want from this interaction? Sometimes what we want is what we're really sort of our instinct might be for revenge. But that isn't the thing that's actually going to get us a positive outcome. And so it's about figuring out what's best for me, best for the people I care about, versus what I sort of feel like doing in this particular moment.
So I guess, because I think, how to think about this, and I feel like there's probably more categories in this, but the way I'm thinking about it is the three categories of, like, there's strangers mm-hmm. who you have a brief interaction with where it can maybe ruin your day. But you're not seeing these people all the time. And so there's feels like there's probably certain strategies and tactics for that. Then there is family or mm-hmm. your partner, that if they're with someone, I mean, at least a partner, potentially, I'm assuming if it escalates to enough, you would consider maybe not being with that partner. But your family is your family to a certain extent. And then there's also, like, coworkers that, like, yeah. unless you're the boss, you either a coworker or your boss is angry. And so I would imagine, depending on, like, how much control you have over how much access these people have to your life, the strategies are different.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And actually, I will tell you right now that there's a specific chapter about knowing when to disengage. You know, like, yeah. when do you actually say, hey, this is not a relationship that I want to continue with. And it was by far I start the chapter out by saying this, it was by far the hardest to write. Yeah. And the reason for that is exactly, I think, what you're describing is our relationships with people. I mean, the one-off interaction, those are relatively simple, right? But whether it's family or friends or employees, a lot of times our lives are tangled together in ways that make cutting off contact very, very difficult, maybe mm-hmm. even impossible, you know? And so, I mean, what if this person is the mother or father of your child, you know? And, like, just going full contact free might be either impossible or very, very difficult. And so that becomes really, really challenging. That said, a couple of things. One is I'm very, very careful throughout the book to try and differentiate dealing with an angry person from being abused, either emotionally or yeah. physically. Like, that's a different thing, and there are different strategies there. So that's one real important piece. The other piece is it doesn't have to be all or nothing. That there are ways that we can disengage without fully sort of cutting off all contact together. There are ways that we can change our interactions. There are ways that we can minimize contact or only have contact in certain ways, and so on.
We're talking to Professor of Psychology and Anger Researcher at University of Green Bay, Ryan Martin, a.k.a. the Anger Professor. And the professor is in. If you have any questions for him as far as how to deal with angry people in your life, 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts. That's 844-96-PARTY. And I guess I say this from some personal experience currently, since I am pregnant and I am, I'm a little moodier than I usually am these days. And I would say, like, the difference between someone who is angry and someone who is irritable, and is like someone who's having just, like, is grumpy versus is angry. And is that negligible, or is there an actual functional difference with, like, dealing with people who are angry, and how would you qualify them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So usually we tend to think of anger existing on this really broad spectrum, with on one end frustration and irritability, and then on the other end rage and things like that. those things are, I mean, I guess I would argue that, like, yeah, I can see how irritability is really different from a person who is, like angry or really frustrated with me in particular or something like that. Especially when you can identify a very specific circumstance that might be driving that. Right. And so physical discomfort or even, you know, sometimes our anger is driven by far more than just the provocation that's happening to us. It's driven by, you know, hormonal changes. It's driven by that physical discomfort I meant, being too hot or too cold, being hungry, being sleepy. All these things can play a little role in that anger, or a big role in that anger.
And I think it's important too, Ryan, that the goal in these interactions is not to win, right? Yep. It's not to win the argument with the angry person. It's about how to work out some strategies to deal with the angry person.
Right. Yep. And that is really, I mean, I think there are times where it might be to win, but I think the problem is that so often our go-to, it's we think, oh, I want to win this argument, or I want to win this circumstance in some way. And instead of focusing on, you know, some different set of goals, which, you know, in the case of driving might be, my only goal is to get to my destination safely, right? I mean, that's it. Like, I don't need to win the interstate. I just want to get to work. And so that's a very different set of circumstances. You know,
unless you're playing Mario Kart, then if you're in Mario Kart, then there's a different set of rules.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I think, like, you know, one of the chapters I have is about dealing with anger online. There are times where I might get in an altercation online or disagree with someone online. I admit, in those circumstances, I'm not trying to win that argument, because, you know, I don't think I've ever convinced someone of anything online when I'm arguing with them. It's more about, like, the people watching. What are they seeing? What are they taking?
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm sort of thinking about that as an outcome, is I want to convince some people, but just not the person I'm arguing with.
That's so interesting, because, so for people who are unfamiliar, Ryan has 160,000 followers on TikTok. So he's had some viral videos over there and talks about all of these topics. And that's how we first got connected. And I guess that is interesting as far as, because again, that's probably another category that we all, not all, some of us deal with now, which is online, which is different than the person on the street, the person at the post office, someone cutting you off. And that to a certain extent feels like the easiest to disengage with, because you can just not respond or block the person or delete their comment. And even the callers we get on this show sometimes, like, Jane's got very specific producer rules of callers who call in, and if they're going to be rude, they're going to get hung up on. And so do you think there is value, and kind of expanding on what you just said, like the value of engaging online with people who seem angry?
Yeah, I think there can be. And I think that there are times when, you know, those angry comments, again, come from a good place. Or, you know, and I think one of the things, you know, so far in this conversation, we've really sort of framed this around, like, someone who's angry with us. But the truth is, we encounter anger all the time. Mm. It isn't necessarily directed at us. It's directed at someone else. And so it's, you know, that angry spouse we may see, or those angry comments online, it might be that they're just an angry person, and that anger is directed outwardly, but that we end up enduring it in ways that make us uncomfortable. I think that online, we encounter anger all the time. It's the most sort of ubiquitous emotion online in most ways. It drives political conversations. Mm-hmm. It actually even drives sort of news and politics and so on.
It drives people's Bud Light consumption.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, there was recently just a study that said that some of those angry people aren't necessarily as angry as people might think, that sometimes we misperceive some online behaviors, anger, when it's really not intended to be that.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. Well, the anger professor, a.k.a. Ryan Martin, will still be here when we come back. If you have questions for him or different advice that you would like, 844-967-2789. How to deal with an angry person in your life. 844-96-PARTY. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. And then we will we'll be with the professor to wrap up the show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are talking to Ryan Martin, a.k.a. The Anger Professor, about his new book, How to Deal with Angry People, which feels relevant. And I guess as far as in your anger research, and we might have talked about this a little bit the last time you were on, but why are we actually getting angrier, or is there just more documentation of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the easiest answer is there's no way to know for sure, but I believe that we are getting angrier. And I think that there's a third possibility too, and this actually might be the most accurate, which is it's not so much that we're getting angrier, it's that we are worse at controlling it. And that what we might be seeing is a more acceptance of outward, aggressive, and hostile displays of anger. And I sort of put acceptance in quotes there. I don't think we're actually accepting of it, but I think it's been normalized in some ways, where people used to get mad and they'd sort of fume internally. Now they're more likely to try and act on it.
And I'm just thinking and you're so right, Ryan, that people getting upset when their order is wrong at a fast food restaurant and like losing it. Right. And we are seeing more of that kind of thing as opposed to, hey, it was a mistake. Here's some fries. Get over it. You know, I think that there's so many other instances where what would have been a minor annoyance before is now this huge explosion of rage that is not called for.
Yeah, and I think that very well might be true. What used to be maybe like a relatively minor inconvenience is now feels bigger to people. I think people are running on greater stress and things like economic uncertainty. All those things sort of drive people's stress levels that exacerbate how they respond to things. I do think there's probably some research out there, probably some evidence that we were a little worse at impulse control than we once were, that might come with use of technology and how things have changed there. But I think actually to Kristen's earlier point that there's, we do have maybe documentation through videos and things like that of things that maybe were happening once before that just weren't captured the same way and therefore not as evident.
Because, and you know, we touched on this last week with the new, with the U.S. Surgeon General's declaration that we're in a loneliness epidemic. Yep. Have you looked much into, like, the overlap of loneliness and anger?
Yeah, it's your timing is great here because my university is actually the college that I'm an associate dean for is we spent the year as our common theme was loneliness.
Oh, wow.
And so we've been studying this in various ways and doing talks about it all semester. Loneliness exacerbates all sorts of negative emotions, including anger. And part of what makes anger so interesting here is that anger is really a social emotion in a lot of ways. We're most likely to experience it in these social interactions. And consequently, the fact that the relationship between loneliness and anger then is, it's really sort of interesting that we have, when we're truly alone, meaning not interacting with people, we're less likely to experience it. But the flip side is we also don't have as much practice interacting with people. And so when we are kind of wronged, quote unquote, or when we feel wronged in a social interaction, we're maybe more likely to handle it poorly because we just don't have the same kind of experience dealing with it day in and day out.
So I guess since we don't have, well, probably now I feel like we have to have you back to talk about loneliness now that I know you guys have been studying it for a while, because that was fascinating to me, especially in the context of like a college campus, which is some of the most social time in a lot of our lives, as far as roommates and dormmates and being in class and constantly being surrounded by people, and yet young people still feeling really lonely. So since we can't dive into that today, I will come back to the book and say, if there is one, knowing that there's different categories of people that you deal with who are angry, but as far as like one big takeaway for listeners right now in this conversation, as far as universal strategy of dealing with angry people, what would that be?
Yeah, I think one of the things I would say, and it's kind of a biggie, I admit, but one of the things I talked about a lot in the first book and would come back to in this one is to take a moment to sort of diagram the angry incident from their perspective, meaning think about why they are angry, think about the mood state they were in at the time, think about how they're interpreting things, and so on. And the reason I say that is there's really two reasons. One is part of it's about empathy, and that I do think that even if that other person is in the wrong, trying to understand the situation from their perspective can offer a little bit of insight into what they're going through and potential to kind of feel on their behalf a little bit. The other reason I say that is it provides you some evidence on how to, or some information on how to intervene. Because if you really understand the experience from their perspective, it's way easier for you to think about, okay, so how can I de-escalate it, right? If I know what's driven this is because, you know, how they're interpreting things, maybe there are some ways I can correct that information. If I know that what's making this worse is that they're really, really struggling, they're really, really hungry, or they're really, really stressed right now, maybe there are some ways that tells me how to intervene. And so it gives me really valuable information on how to deal with what's going on.
Or they're really, really pregnant? No.
I'll go that. I probably wouldn't intervene that way.
All right. Well, can you get the book anywhere you can get books tomorrow?
You sure can. So, yep, it's available for pre-order right now, and you can get it wherever you buy your books.
It's called How to Deal with Angry People, 10 Strategies for Facing Anger at Home, at Work, and in the Street. He is Ryan Martin. You can follow him at Anger Professor at Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, right? It's all Anger Professor everywhere.
All those places, yep.
And which is so funny because you are so not an angry person. You are so calm.
You are very calm.
One of my coworkers once told me, he said, we think you study this because you're trying to figure out what other people feel. So not true. I just don't share it the way a lot of people do. Yeah.
All right. Well, Professor Ryan Martin, thank you so much for taking time with us. We'll have to have you back to talk about loneliness, because that is super interesting.
I would love it. I always love coming on the show. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Well, yeah, that will do it for us on this Monday. We will be back tomorrow, as always, at 11 a.m. But as always, thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for listening. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Inez de la Quatera. We're learning more about the victims of the Dallas area mall mass shooting. Among those killed, two sisters, one in fourth grade and one in second grade, a Korean American couple and their three-year-old son, and a security guard. As for the alleged gunman, we're learning more about him, too. ABC's Matt Gutman is at the scene.
Investigators have been looking into the suspect's background, a trove of which has been documented in his social media posts. We've seen pictures of him allegedly in his swastika tattoos, images of his guns. But there is one detail that has been particularly chilling, and that is that it seems the suspect had been scouting out this mall for over a year.
President Biden asking Congress to send him a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. There's a meeting at the White House today between the president and the top four congressional leaders as the debt ceiling deadline looms, the Treasury Secretary warning of dire consequences if it's not raised by June 1st. This is ABC News. Wildfires burning across parts of Canada called unprecedented and forcing thousands of evacuations.
There are 15 evacuation orders in place, with more than 29,000 individuals safely evacuated from their homes.
Emergency management official Colin Blair. Dozens of fires are burning out of control in Alberta, and officials say there are only, quote, limited firefighting capabilities in the area. Smoke from the fires blamed for a haze over parts of New England. A shock for homeowners in New Jersey. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
Authorities in Hopewell Township, New Jersey, near Trenton, say they believe a meteor slammed through the roof of a house on Monday. They say the object is metallic and about 4 inches by 6 inches, and that it burst through the ceiling of a home, coming to rest on the floor. The home was occupied at the time, but authorities say no one was injured. Police in Hopewell say they've reached out to multiple agencies to positively identify the object, but it's suspected it may be part of the ongoing Etta Aqua Ridge meteor shower. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
Inez de la Quatera, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
They're really palmetto bugs.
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're Did going you know to be that? The lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standard room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standard room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, I'll come take it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
a no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know.